September 7th, 2016, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Of these times it has been written and prophesied that mankind would be deceived by false doctrine, that the weak in faith would follow false teachers and teachings that suited their passions. You, my children, must not be deceived, but live in the truth of tradition. No other path leads to heaven. Remember the signs of the times and the luring away of those whose lives have been consecrated to me as little children of the truth. Do not be tricked by eloquence or challenged by the confusion of the day. Do not allow title or influence to change your perception of the truth. Truth does not change. Hold steadfast in the tradition of faith you have been taught. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.